This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What's up, fam? Dr. O here. And while I'm happy that the Henrietta Lacks family has settled with Thermo Fisher Scientific for what they did in terms of harvesting her cells, it's a bittersweet type of situation. For those of us who don't know, Henrietta Lacks died in 1951, went in Baltimore and was feeling sick and died a few days later, and they found that her cells continue to regenerate, and her cells have been used for decades for all types of medicine as well as cosmetics. It's been used for polio vaccines, it's been used for AIDS research, cancer treatments. I mean, many people walking around who are probably using her cells in some way, shape, or form, or have used them. You really just gotta thank a Black woman whenever you see her, because really at the end of the day, many of us have had their lives prolonged because of, I won't even say the sacrifice of this Black woman, because her cells were harvested without her permission and without the family's permission. And so a settlement was reached today on what would have been her 103rd birthday. But I'm thinking about all of the companies, and I'm glad that Attorney Crump and their family are going to be going after other companies as well, because I'm thinking about these companies made billions. When you add it all up, it's probably in the trillions across the world by using this woman's genes, cells, without the family's permission. And the family, if I'm correct, they found out in like the 70s that they're, because people were calling them for their cells and blood samples. They had no idea what people were talking about, who were calling them. People were talking about their family in publications that they had no idea about. And so I'm thinking about one of Lax's children who was suffering from some type of physical challenges of some sort and died at like 15 years old. Where could she have been today if she was able to get the money and the funds from this? So it's like I'm frustrated, but Dr. King said justice delayed is justice denied. But this is partially why, you know, I wrote the book Lies About Black People, because I'm thinking about the fact that could this story of Henrietta Lacks be taught in our school, in some of our schools across the country today, in places like Florida with their ridiculous curriculum, or Arkansas, or in other places, Oklahoma? Is it going to be labeled under critical race theory? Here's the deal. Most of us going through our educational system never knew about Henrietta Lacks growing up. And so even when we saw the Gila cell on the periodic table, they didn't know what it was. So it's just another example of how critical race theory is never being taught in K-12 schools. It's a law school course. So we were never getting enough history as it is, but people still want to try to dismiss that. And so with a story like this, as we celebrate, the conditions that led to her cells being harvested are not going to be able to be taught in some of these schools if we don't speak up and act up and fight. And we see Ron DeSantis with his PragerU curriculum talking about, you know, there were some benefits that came from slavery. Look, Black people were enslaved because we already had the skills to do the work. We mastered metals and blacksmithing and everything thousands of years before coming to this country. And the fact of the matter is, when people talk about any benefit coming from slavery, no benefit that could have derived from something is worth it if it comes at the expense of your freedom. It's not a benefit. I'm thinking about the 25,000 Jewish people who died in a synthetic rubber factory in Monowitz from between 1942 and 1945. Is someone going to dare say, outside of Greg Gutfeld, that, you know, that they developed good skills at the expense of what? Where would the Jewish people be today if they didn't have to deal with the 80-year trauma of what happened during the Holocaust? Where would Africa, the continent, be today if it was never colonized? Nothing worth somebody's freedom that comes out of it is worth it. And so we have to continue to fight. We have to continue to uplift these stories. I appreciate what Crump is doing on his side as an attorney in so many different areas, including this. As teachers, we got to continue to stand up and fight up. Parents, you got to start going back to these school board meetings. And those of y'all who have been doing it, continuing to do it and, you know, fighting verbally. I'm not talking about physical altercations. Groups like Moms for Liberty and Proud Boys who have decided to go local as opposed to, you know, the insurrection didn't work. So they decided to go local as it relates to how they're going to take over things. They're starting one community, one county at a time. We got to do better in fighting all of this every single day. And so while we celebrate what happened with this Lacks settlement and there are more to come, and I'm excited about that, we have to be mindful that this country has been built off the backs of black people and the black womb and the black woman's womb and the black body. When you look at slavery, are they going to teach about how the system of inheritance and the system of lineage was changed by Europeans from the father to the mother, so that rather than saying this is the son of a white man, saying that this is the son or daughter of a black woman who was enslaved, it meant that they can actually be enslaved as opposed to inheriting all the rights that they would get from their father. That's how much people wanted to batter and abuse and disrespect black women and their bodies. Then we can talk about the quote-unquote father of American gynecology, which I talk about in my book, Lies About Black People, and how he became the quote-unquote father of gynecology by performing procedures on black women without anesthesia. And anesthesia existed during this time when they were enslaved. So there are so many things that are at the foundation of black people, black bodies on the line, as particularly black women, that we need to understand. We need to counter these lies. We need to fight. If you are benefiting from some of these vaccines or different things that are out there, I wouldn't be surprised if it was part of the COVID vaccine. Who knows? Do you have a black woman to thank for that? And the fact that, as her granddaughter said, you know, or her daughter, you know, they treated her like a lab rat. They treated Lex like a lab rat, died around the age of 30, 31. And what could her family have done if they were able to benefit from this research? What generational wealth could have been created for this community? And Oprah, you know, did a great story, a movie on this, the Mortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, I believe. And the family was poor. The family's been poor. This is what we're talking about in my book. I talk often throughout about how there are so many things of the Jack Daniels formula, whiskey formula, and how that came from one of his enslaved people. Nathan Nearest Green has their own, his descendants have their own brand as well now. But there are so many different stories that come from this that we have to tell. And so if we don't fight the lies about black people, if we don't fight what's taking place in our curriculum and our companies and the like, and fight like Crump and that Lacks family are doing, people are going to continue to get away. So let's continue to speak up. Let's continue to speak out. Fight these lies in every way, space, and corner that we can do work in. And let's change the future, not just for black people, because when we change the future for black people, we change it for the entire world. Let's go and fight together. Peace.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.